Michael Warnock, Glenn, 1-9 to 9-point winners over Slantneil. You're into another county final. What's your first thoughts less than 10 minutes after booking that spot?
I look delighted, Mal, to be honest, you know. Anytime you win against Slantneil is a good day, considering the quality of the opposition they have. You know, they have three all-stars in that squad there, you know, and numerous county players. So, look, missing Kieran today as well, and Jack made it extra tough for us, but it meant a number of them had to stand up. So, look, we've won a semi-final, that's it. We're in the county final, so all eyes are in 2 weeks' time.
Every other year, you've always had a game where you kicked into form. But during the group stages, you just about did a lot, got there in a lot of games. So was today the day that you sort of earmarked, as in the last four, any more than the rest?
We probably would have preferred to have a wee bit earlier than the day, to be honest. You know, last week we got over the line, just, you know, the skin of our teeth, like, so. But look, today was a good performance, but it gives us nothing in 2 weeks' time. You know, I know in previous years we sort of kicked on sort of in around quarter semi-final stage. Hopefully that's the start of it today. You know, where our performances, we were under no illusions it was going to take absolutely everything today. So thankfully we got that performance.
How big of a help was the Lavi game? Because when they went one up, Goose gave you the ball, you got the score to... You know, how much of a benefit was that tight game when you went out today?
It certainly sharpens the mind a lot, you know, and you know, you understand that it's just not as simple as coming back into your own county, and you know, you're going to walk through it. You know, it's very tough. You know, clubs aren't just going to open the gates for you to walk through. You know, you've got to earn it is the big thing. You know, clubs are everybody's trying to win when they hit the pitch. You know, you know, and Lavi had great footballers. We didn't underestimate them mentally. I don't know if we were in the right frame of mind.
Yeah,
looking back on it
last week to me, so.
You know, we knew there was going to have to be a drastic change this week. For if we were in the same place we were last week against Slantneil, it'd wipe the floor with us. So, look, thankfully, in the last week or so, we managed to get that right. Fingers crossed, we can get it right again in 2 weeks.
5-3 at half time. What was the mood like in your dressing room?
Very calm. Very calm, to be honest, Mal. Look, there was a right wee bit of a strong breeze in the last 15 minutes there. And we actually played relatively well against it. Maybe took a couple of shots that weren't on as such. But look, in terms of our performance in the first half, it wasn't a poor performance. We were happy with it. Slantneil got through a couple of times and we looked at that. But look, coming out there in the second half too, you know, half time's always a good time for us. You know, we get in and we can sort of try and tweak a few things and fix a few things. But look, it was relatively calm, to be honest.
And obviously Jody's goal at the end was the margin on the scoreboard, but territorially the game, what change do you feel in that second half when you went back out?
Probably we got a couple of quick scores, and then with that wee bit of a breeze it meant we could sort of hold the ball and maybe try and take Slantneil out a wee bit. We don't use the keeper as much as they would, with, you know, Jack coming up. Jack really gets into the opposition 45 and can take scores, as we've seen last week against Ballinscreen. But we were able to have somebody in the pivot all the time. It was just that out ball that if there wasn't something down one wing, you come back to him and recycle. It's probably the first time we've been very, very patient in a long time, maybe since the first half against Kilmacud. But probably I would say just getting back level was a big plus for us.
Mm-hmm. And then obviously he's kicked a lot of long range scores, like Connor dropped one that hung in there for a lifetime. Connor's got one. You went through for yourself, so you've got scores at the right time, I suppose, as well to get there.
And I suppose they were big scores because we were holding the ball for a period of time as well, you know. And when you, I suppose it's a wee bit disheartening to teams when everybody's every man back, mm-hmm. and you're able to still find a way through to get scores. In particular, whenever you hold the ball for a period of time. So, look, they were big scores at the time. In fairness, Slantneil, we expected nothing else. They come right back and got it back to a point. Union was probably going for a point, to be honest. You mightn't say that now, but look, Jody was there to follow it in, thankfully, for us.